Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel on Thursday welcomed South Korean Defense Minister Han Mi-koo to the Pentagon, where the two signed an agreement outlining a conditions-based process for transferring wartime control of forces in South Korea to the South Korean military in the future.
Well, this agreement will delay the scheduled transfer of operational control. It will ensure that when the transfer does occur, Korean forces have the necessary defensive capabilities to address an intensifying North Korean threat.
North Korea has launched a series of rockets off its coast in what it has called test firings. Korea expert Joel Witt says this makes the continued need for a strong U.S.-South Korea defense as urgent as ever.
Despite the U.S. effort at being patient, because our policy is called strategic patience, North Korea's nuclear and missile programs are advancing.
North Korea's recent positive gestures from the release this week of an American held for months by Pyongyang to its unexpected sending of a high-level delegation to Seoul have left experts puzzled. But these actions are baby steps where giant leaps are needed to decrease tensions, according to American Enterprise Institute's Michael Oslin.
If North Korea wanted to act in any cooperative way, even remotely, like a normal power, it would. You wouldn't have to negotiate with it. You wouldn't have to blackmail it. You wouldn't have to beg it.
North Korea has flaunted missile capabilities, but Secretary Hagel told reporters there have not been formal consultations about placing an advanced missile defense system in South Korea. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.